Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around.
Welcome back to Hacks and Hobbies. If you missed part one, go back and listen. David Alcott shared his journey and the powerful story behind Swords of Illumination. Today in part two, we're shifting from philosophy to practice, how you can use samurai-inspired principles to create your destiny, whether in business or in life. David, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir.
So excited for this conversation. Let's get tactical. If someone wanted to begin applying these Swords of Illumination technology today, what is the first step?
So if you really want a way to stay organized and a really great guidebook, Swords of Illumination, I would really say that's the first step. And in that book, it really kind of takes you through step by step, if you will, through a fable about how to understand the principles themselves and why you'd want to apply them. But the very first thing is to be able to understand is the first basic chapter, if you will, the first sword is the sword of identity. It starts the whole waterfall, the whole cascade of events, and that is what actually attracts your destiny to you. Who you believe you are is part of the attractor factor that's actually pulling events into your life. So as you change that identity, the events that show up in your life shift and change. And then you can make decisions around that to be able to really create that path of destiny. And that's how it really works.
Wow. That's really amazing, because once you know who you are, once you figure out that identity, it's a simple move to moving on to the next, because you can start to form those character traits of that identity when you figure that out. I haven't read the book yet and I can't wait to check it out. But what's the one simple exercise that immediately shifts mindset after you've defined who your identity is going to be?
Okay, so once you've written down who you say you are, there's a great part in there called the 10 categories of balance, from finance to business to friends and relationships, community, spiritual health, all these different areas that you want to take a look at to say, hey, this is who I'm choosing to be. This is who I'm creating myself as when I'm developing each one of those 10 categories of balance. The next part is a little tougher because now you've got to be congruent with the behaviors that fit that identity. So let's imagine I say I'm a world-class athlete and I sit over on the couch over there and eat Cheetos. Those two things don't go together, right?
They don't go together. Nope.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, if I go to a nightclub, my behavior in a nightclub that might be appropriate would not be the same behavior doing this that would be at the church. And if you think those are the same, we probably should have a conversation, right? So there's so many activities that you have to understand that who I say I am and the behaviors that I have to align with to be successful is the next critical step. So spend that time writing down those characteristics of things you admire. Grab a character list to grab. I mean, there's all kinds of things. There's over 300,000 different characters that you can actually choose from as you're developing this identity statement. But I will tell you the fastest way I found is choose someone you truly admire. Look for the characteristics. Write those down. Because if you really respect somebody in finance isn't always really good at family. So I look at my finance, I go, those are the characteristics. I write those down. I look over here. No, they're not really good with family. I'm going to, oh, that person's really good with family. I'm writing those characteristics down. Because the characteristics and then the behaviors that support them is what makes this congruency thing we're talking about.
Wow, that is powerful. Now, that's great in theory, right? But how do you help clients move from that theory to action space? Because yes, I've created all these things. What's the action? And yes, you mentioned you got to be congruent with the identity you've created. So how do you help clients move from the theory to action?
So that's the real work. And this isn't something you're going to discover if you could on a podcast kind of stuff. This is the work you have to do.
This is the work you got to do.
Got to do the work. So, and that's the challenge with our, this industry, is that everyone's promising the magic pill. You just, it's so easy. It's coming. I've not found any of that to be true. Mm-hmm. The only thing I've found is that it gets easier because I keep practicing it.
Yes.
That's a powerful ally, is that practice part of that. So once I've done that, I've cleared my past, first of all, and I've started my new identity. I start doing the behaviors that are congruent with that. And there's the model. That's what I have to do. There's nothing else I have to focus on, because here it is. Yeah. Be, do, have. We have so powerfully, we're so powerful that we have taken that model and we've changed it.
Yeah.
And we've changed it not to be, do, have, but to doing, having, and being. Like, I have to do work to have, you know, make money, have money so I can be successful. This model is totally in reverse.
Yeah.
Be successful first. And then when you go do things, it energizes and imbues that power of that force into everything you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like when you go over and put dishes in the dishwasher, I know this sounds silly, but you have multiple opportunities to practice this congruency. When you put your kids to bed, when you're reading a book, when you're driving in a car, you have an opportunity to practice this over and over again. So many opportunities every single day. And that practice is the critical element of the work. This is why people hire us as coaches, because they need something accountable outside of themselves, because they're like, Dave, I need you to keep telling me this. I need you to keep pushing me on these things and finding these areas where I can practice that. But then it takes over, man. I can get the heck out of the way. You can get the heck out of the way, because that's where the co-creation begins, where I'm doing this beingness. I'm joyful, grateful, whatever I'm doing, and I'm doing this next thing. The havingness takes care of itself. Mm-hmm. We have focused the human brain on the performance, the havingness. Like, we're responsible for that. We've messed up the formula. This is not going to work. This is a promise you've been promised, I've been promised, that doesn't work. Want something that works? This is what works.
I love that. And it's also a powerful starting point, right? You figure out the identity. Now you got to do the work, which takes the longest time, right? When I started my podcast, I had to be the podcaster and do the podcasting. Wait, be, do, have, right? And do the podcasting. So I was like, let me just start recording. So my first episode, believe it or not, I record it on my smartphone in my car while I'm driving home.
Beautiful.
From work, right? So I was like, I got to be the person to then have a podcast. I couldn't have a podcast if I didn't do the thing or thought of it. So anyways, long story short, 7 years later, right, here I am. I've got the system because I practice. And now, you know, you build it. And that's what, and I think that's where people get stuck. They're like, okay, I want this. This is who I want to be. What do I do next again? You got to go do it. You got to cycle. You got to beekeep. Like I did beekeeping. I did cycling, you know, photography, all of these things. I had to go do them because I want to be that person. I keep mixing it up. But you get the point.
Yes. Yeah, it's a formula that was not created by humans. This is why it works. This is, and I would say I've seen a lot of YouTube channels that really say that it doesn't work. And I believe that for them, that it doesn't, because I think they've mixed up the pattern, or they just want to have the, you know, having this first.
Right.
Let me have this. I need to have the money before I go and do this and be happy. Well, there's a big belief system that we have, is seeing is believing. This model is being is creating. You've got to be this to be able to have this, not the other way around. So it takes a little bit of mental work from all the programming you've been programmed over the years. And people constantly want to sell us on this because they want to sell us stuff. But if you really want to know what works, then know this was not created by me or anybody else. This has been here for centuries. Mm-hmm. And the master's been talking about this for all this time. It's just time to start listening again.
Amen. David, in your coaching, you've seen high performers who feel stuck, or they still feel stuck. What are the most common barriers you see, and how do you help people break through those barriers?
So as entrepreneurs, one of the big things that we kind of forget about is that what are we designed for? What is this whole entrepreneur thing is? So I like things at a third grade level, simple, understandable, right? Yeah. So a true entrepreneur is a problem solver. That's it. They've gone into the marketplace. They see a problem with the marketplace. They go back and they figure out a answer or solution to a problem in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. They then build a team of people, a business, a vision, mission and purpose, all these other structural elements to serve that answer to that problem. We're problem solvers.
Yes, we are.
The challenge is that most, I think we can agree upon this, that most of our answers and solutions are coming from one particular source, and there's another source that's available to us that we're not using, that we've forgotten about. Because the biggest promotion of the fascinating celebrities and, you know, promoters of the influencers, things like this, are marketing from a source called the ego. Now, Einstein said this way better than I ever could, so let me quote him.
Yeah.
Thought or energy that it took to create the problem is not the thought or energy it's going to take to solve the problem. So if the problem was created by using the ego, then using the ego is not going to solve them. And we keep using the ego to solve our problems.
This
is the definition of insanity. Okay, Dave, what's the other source? You already know the other source, beautiful man. You know it. You've had this. You've been born with this. It's called your soul. You are connected to source. I know we've forgotten this. I know it's hard to hear me sometimes, especially in this very materialistic world. But it doesn't disclose that this is the truth of things. And I will tell you, when I started tapping into using my soul to answer these problems, these weren't things that were short-term fixes anymore. These were sustainable answers, real problem-solving to business owners. That's when you can get access to that information, start using that, then world-class results happen.
Mind-blowing. I believe it. I believe it. I know it. And somebody who, you know, believes in the soul being separate from the body, like the body is just a vessel for the soul to make its time to then go back, because the source or the soul was created before all life existed, right? It's the energy. So there's a ton happening here. There's a lot of pieces in motion, but it's like you said, it's very simple. You have to go back to the source. We have to go back to what is the source asking us to do. And like you said, the samurai, you know, you've got to serve others. You got to help out the people. And that's going to attract the people who will bring you on. Okay.
So the real question that comes, okay, how do I discern between this ego source and the soul source? I knew you were going with it, right? We're connected. Mm-hmm. So it's, and by the way, here it is, simple formula. The ego always wants to take care of itself. The soul wants to take care of others. Yeah. Is there a way to blend those? Is there
a way? Yes, please. How do you blend them? How do you blend it? Because I've seen a ton of people who are just trying to fix what the ego wants, but not what everything else.
Yes. So when you fix things with the ego, you're going to see very clearly that they're usually short-term solutions, short-term answers. The soul has no interest in the short-term. It wants to be able to be the long-term and for the whole group. So once you understand that there's some illusions we're dealing with, and one of those illusions is called this illusion of separation. So if I believe that you and I are separate from each other, it allows me to treat you really badly. Because it doesn't affect me. I can beat you up. I can kill you. I can do all these terrible things.
Yeah.
But if I thought for a moment that me doing that to you was actually that doing that to me, I might rethink that. Amen. And that's what the masters have been saying to us for centuries. Do unto others. It's so many different quotes that I could go through. we're just not listening to this because we're caught up in this ego world.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for a shift. We keep saying it. We all want something different. We don't want this chaotic world. We want a different president. We want this. Well, we keep making decisions from our egos. Mm-hmm. You're not being congruent. I'm not being congruent with who I say I am and the decisions I'm making. And until that happens, we have the power to make the change.
Yeah.
We just got to use a different source of that change. Once we do that, man, things will shift pretty quickly.
Things will shift. David, this has been really, really inspiring, really powerful. I'm loving every moment of this conversation. Now, let's move into legacy. You've worked with business leaders and entrepreneurs across industries. What's the connection between creating your destiny and creating a legacy?
I will tell you that for most of my time, that when I deal with legacy, most people want to use the source of ego to create this legacy. Mm-hmm. They want to be remembered for this. And by the way, good for you. If you're really going to help out somebody through your legacy with that, it's an opportunity to be able to do something from a soulful place. I will tell you that your soul has no need for this thing called legacy, to leave something behind. It has no need for that. Because as a matter of fact, the only thing it really wants to do is leave it better than when you got here. All right. That's what you want to leave behind.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're so fascinated with all this material stuff and capturing this. And we know very well that we don't get to take that stuff with us.
Nope.
What are we doing? What are we doing? It's an interesting thing that if you really want to leave a great legacy, leave a legacy of you being your best and inspire other people to be their best. Because if you do that really well, then other people will be their best and they will change this place. It'll be a collective collaboration of being our best, as opposed to me taking away from you, me doing this, me just wanting to have my name on a building or anything else like that.
That's so powerful. It's really, really powerful. And the more I think about it, the more it comes to realization, like we were put on this earth to serve God and serve others, right? So in Islam, there's a thing called, you know, the haquq al-ibad, meaning the duties we have for our God, and the haquq al-khalaq, or, you know, basically the duties we have for the people on the planet. And I think this sums up really well on who we are. What are we supposed to be doing here anyways? Because when we leave this planet, we only take one thing with us, or maybe two. We take two books that are on each of our shoulders. One, the book of the good deeds, and the book of the bad deeds. And on the day of the judgment, those books will be weighed on the scale. Which one do you want to be heavy? I'll leave that to the listeners.
I will tell you that when I meet my father again, I want to make sure that I have done everything possible with a great gift to give.
Absolutely. I love that. David, this has been such a rich conversation. Thank you so much for sharing your samurai wisdom and practical tools with us. Before we go, where should people go to connect with you and dive deeper into the into your Samurai Success Framework?
So one-stop shop, head over to samuraisuccess.com. Check out our library of information if you really want to dive into this a little bit further, because I know it's a lot.
Yes, it is.
Really powerful thing, especially if it resonates with you. And then if you're really in a place where you really want to take it to the next level, talk to us, reach out to us, make a phone call, that kind of thing. And let one of us or myself talk to you about how we can help you be in service to you to be able to get where you want to go.
I love it. Guys, you heard it. Head on over to samuraisuccess.com. We'll have the links in the show notes as well. Go grab a time with David or his team and find out. Remember, your destiny isn't something you stumble into. It's something that you create. David, thanks so much again for coming back and sharing with us your wisdom and to show us, you know, what's really possible when we really take the control of creating our own destiny.
Janae, thanks for having me again. Truly, truly was an honor.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Remember, your destiny isn't something you stumble into, it's something you create. Start with discipline, embrace new challenges, and design the life you want. This is Junaid signing off from Hacks and Hobbies. Keep learning, keep hacking, and keep creating your destiny. We'll see you in the next episode.
Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. Thanks so much for listening to our guest on this episode. Please send me an email at Junaid@hacksandhobbies.com to tell me what you loved about our guest today. You could find links mentioned in this episode on the hacksandhobbies.com website.